Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How she caught me, loves. You're listening to the Mac City Morning Show.
Everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. Just a quick chat about the wonderful community we live in here. As you guys know, we support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and make sure we're taking care of the kids and all the local businesses, all the local charities, and all the local foundations, guys. That's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So, sir, can you reintroduce yourself to the people at home?
My name is Brian Jean. I've been around Fort McMurray for 56 years now, a long time. I've been in business here and been a lawyer here and been in politics for a long time. And right now I'm running again for politics. This is my 10th race. I figured that out about a week ago. I thought, wow, that's amazing. So seven times I've ran for political office and three times for leadership. So I've had a political career that's fairly robust, but definitely been a long
that's
time.
Right. And last time you were here, you were running as well.
Yes.
And so that went in your favor. So congratulations about that. So what has changed since the last time we saw you to this time? It's almost been a year and a half now.
Well, last time was a by-election when Layla gave up the seat and went federally. It left a opening here, and so I went for that opening after spending some time in private life, and now it's general election, so every seat in the province is up for review right now.
That's right. And for the people listening at home, when is the day that they can start voting?
Well, they can start voting at advanced polls. Go online to Elections Alberta and you can find a date and a place near you.
There we go.
But on the 29th is when the big day comes, and you know, that's why I've got the beard going as well. This is actually my playoff beard.
There we go.
This is my the puck dropped on Monday, and on the 29th we've got the big cup, and I'm hoping that my team wins.
There we go.
I'll shave it after that.
So, since you've been back in, you took some time away hanging out with your family. You're back in politics over the last little bit. What do you think the temperature of politics has been since you've returned? And you got to return at a very weird time in history. It was during COVID as well. So,
you know, society as a whole takes swings politically as a result of what happens societal wise. That could be, you know, what happened with COVID or political movements from other areas. But I think Albertans see that our economy is on track, that we've had, you know, 93,000 people come to our province in the last 6 months and call Alberta their home.
Right.
Just of last year. And, you know, we have more Albertans than we've ever had before, 4.6 million.
Yeah.
We have, our venture capital investment is over $700 million this year, which is a record over last year, which was a record over that year before and a record in history. So we're getting more investment here in the province than we've ever had before.
Right.
We've got two capital investments that look like they're going to happen that are going to be the biggest private investments in 15 years here in Alberta.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
What are those?
Dow Chemical is one of them, and another one that I can't disclose. It's just that's just in discussions for a very similar project. So that's outside
fantastic.
Of Edmonton. And yeah, they're different chemicals, net zero, both of them. Mm-hmm. So that's a big deal, and we're looking at alternative power sources. And yeah, it's been a very interesting last 7 months in this job as Minister of Jobs, Economy, and Northern Development. And part of that has been pursuing the economy file, but also pursuing the energy file.
Yeah. And as far as Fort McMurray is concerned, we spoke a little bit before the show. We both feel that there's a bit of an uptick. You can see things are moving around in a positive way in Fort McMurray. You've been here even longer than myself. So what do you see about Fort McMurray and kind of the direction that we're going?
Well, Fort McMurray does have its ups and downs. This time it's more relevant than ever that we have an expanded base of land. So there's more land that's available, I think, per person than it has been in a long time. Mm-hmm. And that's going to change some dynamics in the community, especially downtown and other areas.
Yeah.
But hopefully the city recognizes that, and I think they're starting to, and they move with some provincial and federal help on how to change that a little bit. And
yeah.
I think ultimately we're going to need another 50,000, 60,000 people here in Fort McMurray in order to sustain what we need to sustain as far as growth. And we don't want to see people in Fort McMurray doing upside down on their mortgage or having a business that is not successful or having an empty commercial building, which we have right now. We have those things. We have an empty commercial building downtown that's, you know, frankly, it's an eyesore and should be cleaned up. But to have that state of affairs in a place like Fort McMurray, where it's such a controlled market, means somebody's getting something wrong.
Right. Yeah, no, there's definitely a lot of uptick, too. And although the house prices for some people, even myself, who bought when things were up, it's only a negative thing if you sell it for one. Mm-hmm. But as of right now, home prices are somewhat manageable for people who are choosing to come to Fort McMurray for the first time. The prices of homes are great, and then the wages when you're working are phenomenal as well, right?
And, you know, we have the high, it's funny, Alberta has the highest wage in the country, month over month after week over week, for the last year or so. It has the highest wage per capita in the entire country. And Fort McMurray has one of the lowest prices of houses of any city, one of the most affordable cities for sure, of any place in Canada. Mm-hmm. And we have the highest per capita household income. I think it's 240 or something, 250.
Yeah.
Something outrageous.
Yeah.
And yet we still have a low house price, which doesn't make sense to me. We need more people here. There's no doubt about that. I'm really hoping that the different employers in the region start investing more in the local community by investing in locals.
Right.
I mean, there's no better investment than people. So let's get your people here.
There we go.
Your office people, your other people, and let's create a community here. I think politics is people having an opportunity every 4 years or so to express what they want. And right now, I think people more than ever want quality of life and somebody that recognizes that communities and building communities is important. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm interested in doing is building communities for the quality of life of people.
Yeah, there you go. Now, during this time frame, we've had people who ran for the elections here locally in Fort McMurray. And so I got to learn a little bit about the process for running for council and running for mayor. You're running for something completely different. What's that process like? Does it start ahead of time? Like, I know the voting day is the most important, but there's got to be a bunch of like preliminary work that you put in to get your message out there and to get people to vote for your party.
Oh, for sure. I mean, actions speak louder than words, and I like to think that we're actually seeing the results of hard work for the last 3 years. And our party does have a different philosophy than the other party that's running for the leadership and for control of $60-70 billion a year. I think we have a different vision, and our vision is a vision where we want to grow the economy, which we're doing. We want to see record numbers of Albertans from all over the world fill the jobs that are here in Alberta, and there's lots of jobs. There's 100,000 vacant jobs right now here in Alberta. Mm-hmm. We want to fill those jobs. We've eliminated a lot of roadblocks on things like healthcare. We now have more nurses that are applying for healthcare positions in Alberta than ever before. We've lifted some restrictions on that. Mm-hmm. We're doing the same thing with rural health for doctors. We're moving opportunities for education to rural Alberta, and we're making sure that rural Alberta has the obvious first pick on a lot of doctors' checklists when they come to Alberta for other reasons, such as, immigration and other health professionals. We need them, and we're going to send them to where we need them to go as long as we're permitted to under the program. We're going to make sure they're incentivized to go where we need them. And that's going to help Fort McMurray. And I know
definitely.
Even Tanny Yao, he's done as Parliamentary Secretary of Rural Health, he's done I know he's very persuasive, and he doesn't hesitate to stop a minister in the hall to try to persuade them about a healthcare issue locally, and he's a good advocate to have.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, listen, Tanner tapped his phone. That means he's ready with his questions for the Max City Minute. But before we jump into that, we're going to throw to an ad from Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Carrie, take it away.
Hi, it's Carrie with Patchouli Rose Herbal Apothecary. I know our summer is coming quickly to an end. And during the summer, we always think of applying our sunscreen, but sunscreen is a product that we should be using every day of the year to protect our skin against harmful UVA and UVB rays, also against premature aging. I have a product called Dandelion Harvest, which is moisturizing, anti-inflammatory, and is great for anti-aging. You can use this every day of the year, and it's very moisturizing. If you want to check this product and any of my other products out, please go to patchoulirose.com.
And we are back. Big shout out to Carrie. Thank you for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one for you today. What is one way you hope to change your community on a personal level?
I hope to be recognized as the person that helped with transportation and other long-term infrastructure that's going to last 50 to 100 years for the people of Fort Murray. Like, you know, the Golden Years Society needed an aging-in-place facility, and Willow Square was the place that we got for them. You know, Highway 63, getting that twinning, you know, my political career was a big part of that. And you can't, one politician can't take credit for everything, but I was heavily involved in all the major decisions that have happened over the last 15 years, and I'm hoping to be the person that's remembered to really help invest in the quality of life for Albertans.
Question number two. What do you think is the best place in Fort McMurray when you want to enjoy a day off?
The Clearwater River.
There you go, bank.
Question number three. What is one way your upbringing in Fort McMurray helped shape your political career?
Well, for sure, I'd say the outdoors interests and the quality of life interests in the environment, like making sure we have clean air and clean water and clean ground. That I think that's what I've seen here with the expertise we have, and they do a great job. A shout out to all the oil folks out there that clean up the environmental situations that we have from time to time. I think we do better than anywhere else on the planet, and I think that's affected me.
Question number four. What is one way anyone could benefit from bringing their family to this community?
Well, economically, no question at all. There's not many people that are in McMurray and have a lesser quality of life than they did beforehand. But if you like outdoor activity, man, you've got endless outdoors activity. Five rivers flowing into the river valley, lakes, fishing, hunting, quadding, side-by-sides. I mean, there's so many opportunities for people that like the outdoors, and I encourage people to come here for that because they get the highest income in the country, if not the world, and also the best quality of life for what they want to pursue, and they fit in perfectly.
And your final question, where has been the best place you've celebrated a birthday party?
The Clearwater River at my brother's trapper's cabin up there.
Those have been your five questions.
There we go. That was a good one. I like that last one.
Switch it up.
Yeah, nice. So I want to talk about your beard for a second. You said you grew it for the playoffs, but like you got a good-looking beard.
Oh, thank you. It's the first time I've ever grown it.
Is it?
First time ever.
Okay, so
this is the fullest and first. So
is this, do you think you're going to shave it when the playoffs are over, or are you thinking you might keep this for a little bit?
Well, I don't know, man, but I plan to. I grew it for the purpose of participating in the playoffs here coming
right
up, this big cup of the election called 2023.
That's right.
We'll see what happens afterwards. I don't know. It's a little grayer than I remember it.
That's like all
it,
right.
There's a lot of gray in there. I noticed you've got some very mature.
I don't call it gray. I call it wisdom.
Oh, wisdom.
I just got a lot of wisdom going on.
I have a lot too. So. But yeah, I'm going to keep it going for a little while. We'll see what happens.
Okay. No, it looks good on you, man.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing I did notice is it's way warmer in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Like I never thought about it before, but wow,
dramatically,
it's so much better.
Yeah, if you can make it through the summer,
yeah,
then you'll probably never get rid of it.
Ooh.
So you on the Clearwater, you like, that's like you said, best birthday, that's where your
awesome
memories are.
Awesome spot.
Let's talk about why you like it down there so much.
Well, the water comes in from Saskatchewan, so there's no pollution on it. That's
right.
One of the reasons why I like it. So it's in a sandy bottom.
Mm-hmm.
It's what they call in the river in the United States, a lazy river, which
okay
are very, very popular. And they have huge resorts on them and huge opportunities for people because people float down them, right?
That's right.
They're not dangerous. Like very few people drown on the Clearwater River because you can turn around and stand up and walk out.
That's right.
We spent a lot of time on it. My brothers I had two brothers with trapper's cabins there.
Yeah.
And the south side of the Clearwater River from the Christina on was pretty much one of my brothers, after the reserve was one of my brothers or another one until the Cascades. And
right.
So I spent a lot of time up there floating up and down the rivers and my kids did too. And it's just a great place.
Yeah. And it's beautiful to get down there. It's quite the drive.
Oh man, if you can get on the river.
Yeah.
Have you been on the river on a jet boat?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you can do that late at night and see moose. And I one time on one trip saw 12 moose.
Really?
Just from Cascades back.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's just awesome to see them. They're so majestic.
Yeah, we have so much going for us in Fort McMurray, with the outdoors and the economy and everything else. And that's just another part of the beauty of Fort McMurray.
And I think with the spirit that we do have, the can-do spirit, the safety culture we have, I think we can build a better community here than just about anywhere else. I do think that, you know, there's some shortcomings. I've mentioned a few of them. I'd like to see more office staff, people that actually work as support services living here, so we can build a community. And I know it's, you know, we see a swing in the economy. Sometimes there's really high wages and high costs and stuff, but there's not right now. So let's make the investment and make it so that we have a better quality of life for people. You know, so we have shops, so we have restaurants, so we have places for people to go. And, you know, it can't just be the public sector that always supports these big events. Like, the private sector should be encouraged to get involved, because they'll do much more, you know, variety, opportunity, and price competitiveness for the public than the public sector will.
That's right. That's right. Well, listen, my man, these episodes are short.
That's it.
I know time flies. But before we cut you loose today, you got a shameless shout out or plug. So you got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Well, vote UCP, United Conservative Party. I don't think it's a surprise. I'm running again. And vote for Tanny Yale. Vote for Brian Jean. Vote for all of us, wherever you are in Alberta. We've spent, you know, almost 4 years working extremely hard for the people of Alberta. Have we got everything perfect? No. But we have a process in place that, you know, renews our party. And we did renew the party recently with a new leader. And we've got a leader that listens, that frankly lets us participate in the leadership decisions and make them together, which I really like. And so a big shout out to her, because she's doing a great job. Danielle Smith, I think she's doing great. Might not like all her policy, but she sure stands up for Albertans. And she's good to have on your side.
There we go. Awesome. That's a great shout out. Well, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose. Thank you both for your ongoing support. Hope everybody at home is having a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Nice stuff, Carrie.
Yeah.